And we turn to the Psalm 119 and to verse 96. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. A perfectionist would transgress the commandment of God that no man should glory in his presence. And here the psalmist, speaking by the Spirit of God, declares, first of all, I've seen an end of all perfection in myself. It is very frequent in the Christian experience that we fall, or we do things less than perfectly, wrongly even. And immediately upon that follows this great flood of despair. Maybe we're not the Lord's, because we shouldn't have failed in that way. But there is a pride about that. Do you remember Ahithophel? Such a wise man, with his wisdom a gift from God. And yet you see the true state of his heart when on one occasion his wisdom, good it was not followed that the Lord's purposes might be secured. But when his wisdom was not followed, he went out and committed suicide. The pride of his heart would not allow him to think that he had not done perfectly that wisdom which was his to impart. The pursuit of perfection is a chimera. We will never achieve it. It's like grasping at air. It's like seeking to discover that which is like a will-o'-the-wisp. We shall never get hold of it. We've seen an end of all perfection in ourselves. The pursuit of excellence is a good thing within bounds. But those who pursue excellence to the highest degree will know that they do not attain. They'll know that all that the things they seek to achieve just elude their grasp. They're high up in the tree, so to speak, but they can't quite get what they're aiming for. And we are taught here that we will not find perfection in ourselves. Now, if we've seen an end of perfection in ourselves, and we understand that we are failing, fallible, mortal creatures, then it will preserve us from that terrible sliding back that we get when we feel that we've not done as we ought. And this is not a necessary prelude to seeing an end of all perfection in others. It is a good thing not to expect perfection in others because we have not achieved it in ourselves. It will save us from undue criticism. To see an end of all perfection in others is not to do them a disservice if you don't expect them to produce that which is perfect. It simply removes the intolerable burden upon them. Look at the intolerable burden of a child who somehow has got the idea that he's got to, at all times, reach the standard his dad reached. Whether at school, because he'd been showing super reports his dad had, if there were. But to expect of others, to expect of our children, to expect of other church members, to expect of our colleagues even, a perfection, not even a perfection that we can't manage, but a perfection that is ultimately beyond reach. To have seen an end and to have desisted is to lift a great burden from the hearts of many. There was a church that we used to worship at where the standards beat people down. They always felt guilty about this and they felt guilty about that. And the Christian life is not about guilt, not as a believer. Our guilts have been dealt with. And many of the guilts have to do with irreconcilable situations. We can't be in two places at once. We can't do so many things at once. And we do none of them well. I've seen an end of all perfection in myself. I have seen an end of all perfection in others. And ultimately that, of course, is true concerning others, that the Lord Jesus Christ is very gentle and very patient. He's seen an end of all perfection in all of us. And yet he doesn't knock us down for it, but rather he seeks by his grace to lift us up, that we may carry on. A wonderful word that we heard this morning. And he says it on another occasion too. She did what she could. And he wasn't being patronizing. She did better than she knew. But she did what was in her hands to do. Clearly it wasn't perfection, as the disciples couldn't have criticized. But the Lord sees an end of all perfection in us. And that ought to relieve our burden. But not only have we seen an end of perfection in ourselves, and rightly learned from it, and also seen an end of perfection in others, and rightly refrained from being critical. Not only does the Saviour, has he seen an end of perfection in his people. On the other hand, thy commandment is exceeding broad. This is another way of speaking about our fallen state. The perfection is beyond attainment, and that imperfection extends to every part of our human life. I've seen an end of all perfection, yes, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. The commandments of God extend to every part of life. There is no part of life where the Ten Commandments don't apply. There is no extent of life where their summary doesn't apply, that we shall love the Lord our God with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, and that we shall love our neighbours as ourselves. God's commandments is exceeding broad. We shall never be out of the reach of the extent of those commandments. and take whatever commandment you will, we will find that we have not kept any one of them. But that does not remove the obligation to fulfill the commandment of the Lord. But I love this verse because it highlights the need of a Saviour. It highlights the human dilemma. Sin and inevitable perfection. I know I'll never attain it. I can't therefore logically expect it of others. I know that the Saviour is very gentle with people and sees what I'm like. But I'm faced with the fact that his commandments are non-negotiable. And that his commandments reach to every part of life. And there is no way that my perfection can be applied in any one direction of any of those commandments. I am thoroughly, through and through, absolutely fallen. There is no part of me and no part of the realm in which I live in which I shall not fail to fulfill the commandments of the Lord. There used to be an argument not many centuries ago among a certain brand of Christians who used to say that God could not expect of us what we can't produce. Of course, that is not true, because the preaching of the gospel gives the power to believe as it's preached. And so it is that we come now to the next thing. What are we to do? If we've seen an end of all perfection, but God demands perfection, what are we to do? Now, you remember that in Romans 10 and verse 4, it said of the Lord Jesus Christ that he is the end of the law to him that believeth. And in a very real sense, he is the end of all perfection. That is to say, not an end, but the fulfillment, the end to which it all tends, that the Saviour is the fulfillment of all perfection. So while we see an imperfection in ourselves, while we see them in of ourselves and our own abilities, we cannot achieve perfectly to the satisfaction of the broad commandments of God in whichever aspect we look. The Lord Jesus is the end of the law of commandments. He is, in that sense, the fulfillment of the law of commandments. However broad the commandments of God, he has fulfilled them in every particular. And therefore the resolution of the dilemma, what can a person do who's failing? What can a person do who stands no chance of making up? We admire, I suppose, in sportsmen, those who, whether they're athletes or in anything else, perhaps they've fallen, perhaps they've been slightly injured, and they can carry on, but they're so far behind that there's no way they can win or even get near the front runners, perhaps be nothing other than at the back. And yet we all acknowledge that to stand up and say it's just not worth continuing is not what you expect of sports people. You expect them to get up and finish, and complete, and run round, even if they're never going to be anything other than lost. As the Lord Jesus himself is the end of the law, the fulfillment of the law of righteousness, those who in themselves could never catch up could never achieve what the Lord requires of them. Could never even begin to hope to be accepted in heaven for the things that they've done that are anti, let alone the things that were just not plain good enough. The wonderful thing is that the gospel lies in this, that though he has seen in us, and we have seen in ourselves and one another, an end of all perfection, the Lord is the fulfillment, the end of the perfection that is required of the law. He fulfills every purpose that it has. And therefore the core of the gospel, one approach, if you like, to the gospel, coming from an angle that most of us appreciate as abject failures, that in coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and being considered in him as the branches in the vine, so we, being fallen sinners, are yet in Christ, and his perfections are counted to us. Not that we've achieved them, not that we have done them, but as the Lord looks upon us in righteousness, our demerits are counted to him, but his perfections are counted to us, not by affection, but as actually being rooted, engrafted in the vine, who is the Lord Jesus. So this wonderful verse speaks of how we should be. I've seen an end of all perfection. Not only do I know my failings and limitations, but I don't berate myself for them. I don't batter myself to smithereens because I can't do the things that I know I ought to do. I do say with Paul, a wretched man that I am. But then I thank my God through Jesus Christ that I'm accepted in him. I've seen an end of all perfection in others. The best leader will be one who's a failure in himself, except for the grace of Christ. And he sees those who are under his direction as similar, but as also needing the direction of Jesus Christ. The requirements of God are vast, wide-ranging, no part of our life that they don't apply to. But the Saviour is the end, the fulfillment of the law, the end of the fulfillment of the law for righteousness. And so those who put their trust in him, those who take their weary selves, their failing selves, to him, not only have seen the perfection of righteousness, but may have it counted to them because they have believed and trusted him and leant on him and prayed to him and sought his help in the situations in which they find themselves. And those who have seen an end of all perfection are likely to do better than they know. Those who are leaning on Christ are likely to achieve far greater than they know, far more than those who think they can achieve it all by themselves, whose strength is in their own arm and their own power. So that's worth learning off by heart. Pray you'll love it. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. What is to be done? Trust the Saviour absolutely. Learn his word and his way. Amen.